At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
As always, you can call or text us, 402-464-5685. Again, Mike Schaefer in to answer recruiting questions and more. We talked a lot of recruiting in the first segment, though, about portal and non-portal guys. So,
yeah, Schaefer covered a lot there.
Schaefer is he's a pro. He's an expert. So,
thank you.
Before we get to basketball from last night, we have to do Bill's Thrills.
Yes, you're
Bill,
up.
Bill is not here today, but I am. And when he's gone, it's usually you or me does it. And today it's Jake's Takes. So, without further ado, let's fire up the intro.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes, Sip's Tips, all sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the Cash Cows, and Lincoln. I'll keep this short because I want to get to hoops. But speaking of hoops, cool parenting tips Thursday. Take your kids to basketball games. Don't be afraid. Sip, you're taking people, you're taking grandkids to Memphis
to
for
Memphis.
Basketball, right?
Three of them. To the Memphis Grizzlies Orlando Magic game. I think it's January 26th.
Yep.
January 26th.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll experience Beale Street. Dominic.
You're going to go to Graceland, too?
I think we should. We haven't exactly worked that part out.
Do the kids want to go there?
I think they would. I mean, the kid. Dominic's 23. So we're
kids
going
to, for you.
Yeah, so we're going to Beale Street with Dominic. Now that Cashton is... he's like 14, so the age range is, and Alex is 17, so I can't take them all to Beale Street. Not into the bars, but you can go to the eateries. Anyway, yes, take
eateries.
Them to Nebraska. Yeah, well, there's barbecue.
Yeah,
there's famous barbecue on
just
Beale
not,
Street.
Eatery is not a word that I hear a lot.
That's an old man term.
Yeah, I know. That's why I emphasized it.
Eatery. So, Jake, are you suggesting that people should take their kids
yes
to basketball games at Nebraska?
Yes, take yes. them to Nebraska basketball games. When I was a kid, I went to my first game when I was like 6 or 7 years old. I don't remember the exact date, but it was 6 or 7, and that was back when they had the court was cool. They had like the basketball free throw line looked awesome.
Oh yeah,
they had the script Huskers at midcourt.
What years were talking
about?
Like
97 or 98?
97, 98. So that would have been who was playing. Well, Tyronn Lue and Benson Hamilton. Yeah.
Benson Hamilton. Yeah,
Ty Lue.
Markowski was playing.
Low flow.
Yep,
Larry Florence.
Yeah, Larry Florence. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
got this.
Yeah, Schaefer. Did you go as a youth?
Yeah. So I was actually going to say, and this doesn't paint me in a super positive light here, but the first game I ever went to was Nebraska Missouri, I think, and it was probably like 95, 96, okay. Like right in there. And this, I don't know if any other kid has ever struggled with this, but you grow up, you have professional sports. And other than if you, some reason or another, are watching the Canadian Football League, in the professional sports, nobody has the same name. But when you go and you watch the Missouri Tigers, and for whatever reason, I was very familiar with the LSU Tigers at that time. I was dumbfounded by the idea that these two schools could have the same name because no one else had the name Huskers or Cornhuskers.
Right, right.
And you were dumbfounded. I was like, how could there be multiple Tigers? Like, what is this? And I was just, more perplexed and baffled by that than I remember anything else about the basketball game. I will never forget the weird, like, the look that I got from my dad when I was like, how can there be this many teams named the Tigers? Isn't that confusing? And he just kind of looks at you like, just stop talking.
He had a lot of other things on his mind than that.
Yeah, he was not someone who contemplated life in the way that I would go forward to do, the rest of it.
I get it. Now, my dad would pull me out of basketball practice, and Al Schnabel, you probably remember the name. Al Schnabel would allow it. I mean, we would sometimes, and it only happened a few times, but for big games, my dad brought me down. If it was Kansas, for instance.
Can't miss that one.
Oklahoma State. I saw Ron Kellogg go off in the Devaney Center one time, like 30-plus points, maybe missed two shots. Old guys will remember and maybe correct me. He didn't miss many shots. I don't know if you guys remember Ron Kellogg. You remember the quarterback.
I do remember
that quarterback. That was his son. Yeah. But his
thank you for that. I couldn't associate that together.
His family lineage always important to point out.
Yeah. His dad was a very angular shooting forward for Kansas. It was amazing. But yeah, those were Jake. I like your topic because those were amazing memories for me.
I know it's hard to take them to an 8 p.m. game. I didn't even go last night, but I would assume for 6 p.m. games or at least weekend games, take your kids to games if you want to.
In front of me at the 8 p.m. game. You can take them.
They're back, I think, on Monday, so they're still on holiday break. Just take them. Take them.
100.
That's Bill's. That's Jake's Takes, a.k.a. Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid. Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the Cash Cows, and Lincoln. Before the game show, regarding that game, you were there, Schaefer. Me and Sip were not there. We did listen and watch the second half, but Huskers win 86-70. It was a team effort. Rink Mast didn't know if he was going to play. He started. Not only did he play, he started the game. 30 minutes of playing time last night, which a lot is because of foul trouble for Nebraska, so he had to play longer than he wanted to. But 9 points, 3 boards, he had assists were good. He looked good. And Tobinaga, 28 points. Wiltshire, again off the bench, 11 points, 3 big 3s in that game. They 12-2. They're 17-4 their last 21 games. I mean, they're playing some ball right now. Mm-hmm. The boys are playing some ball. What was you were there? What was the crowd like? And what your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was good. My initial thought is there's very few times that I can just sit here and think Nebraska basketball has a more complete, better team than Indiana. It's very rare to be able to say such a thing, and that is very true. I mean, it wasn't even as close as that 16-point margin. Really, I mean, Nebraska was significantly better in almost, and Indiana didn't even shoot poorly, which is kind of their bugaboo. Like, they're a bad shooting team, and they shot
9 for 18,
46% from the field, and they were a good from three last
night. 9 for 18 from
but three. They turned it over. They couldn't handle Nebraska's 19. Defense. They couldn't handle the length. They were trying jump passes they couldn't make. Nebraska just kept putting them in bad spots. And then, to the credit of what Fred Hoiberg has built here, you tend to think of Nebraska basketball only really being able to win in one way throughout history, and that's like you kind of need your best players to always sort of perform. And then certainly the last tournament team, Taran Petaway, had to like do a lot. And the nice thing with what they have right now is that they get these spurts from Tominaga where he's clearly the best player in the in the arena, on the court. But then if he is off or isn't out there, Bryce Williams can take over.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there was moments where Jamarcus Lawrence reminded us he's really good. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had the best year so far, but he can come down and he can a big three-pointer.
12 points
Rink
last night for Jamarcus.
Held it on his own inside, and you didn't get a great game from Juwan Gary, who is generally been kind of the catalyst to a lot of their success. So it's really nice to see that not only are they talented, and they're one of the better looking Big Ten basketball teams, certainly that Hoiberg has had, but just that Nebraska has had too. It's just nice that there's people that they can rely on that doesn't have to be the star all the time. And it's weird because you would think coming in that Tominaga was going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And last night was the first time that he's had, like, what we saw last February. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's just saving it all for conference play. Mm-hmm. But teams just don't really have an answer for him. Because some if don't. You close too hard on him, mm-hmm. he has just nailed the art of getting into the lane and floating.
Oh, yeah. Had to.
He's those, fun to watch. The touch he has on those shots, mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah, he had to do it.
Yeah, he is.
And he had developed his game.
Fred Hoiberg's offense, when they pass the ball well, they have open looks on those backdoor cuts 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah, and it's...
You know, it is impressive.
It is not by accident. I mean, Fred, anybody that, you know, knows anybody in basketball will say Fred coaches offense at a super high level. Yeah. I mean, a super high level.
When they're on, they're, you can see why they're a challenge for anybody. Right.
Their ball movement was incredible last night. And Hoiberg mentioned that. He said the movement was amazing. And it was. They passed the ball well. You could tell with all the points. You had 4 guys in double figures. You won by 16 points.
How many assists did they have? It felt like they
Nebraska had 15 assists.
Good. Yeah. Good number.
It's a good amount assists. For them.
Good number, and forcing 19 turnovers in a Big Ten game is a good number. What? They forced 19.
The thing is also, I mean, everyone contributed assist-wise. Jawan had 2, Mass 3, Bryce 1, Lawrence 3, Josiah 3. I mean, they all passed the ball well. So it's a very unselfish team. And going back to Tominaga, I mean, you said he developed the inside shot. That's kudos to him playing all these against these great players in the offseason in FIBA stuff.
You know, he had to.
3-on-3 stuff. You got to be creative with your shots. He learned that shot when he's playing in these 3-on-3 tournaments.
Fortunately, we've gotten a chance to actually watch a player develop because he's been here.
Yes.
You know, it's not just a 2-and-done, 1-and-done. We've seen him develop into just mostly a 3-point shooter. Into someone who can not only shoot the mid-range, but get to the basket.
Yeah.
I mean,
he finishes when he's at the basket. Yeah. For a guy who's the smallest guy on the court, unless Hoiberg's out there with him, Sam Hoiberg, I mean, he finishes at the rim.
He just must work tirelessly.
It's impressive. It really is impressive.
Huskers 12-2, 2-1 in conference play, best start since 1991-92.
Doesn't it tie 2010-2011?
I
think they're 12-2 that year as well.
Okay. Well,
Jake.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seen that everywhere. Keep you know.
Well, I think it ties the best start since then, but then everyone goes to 90-91
because it's farther back. It's more impressive. Oh,
2010-2011. Who's that team?
That was we were just talking about it during the break. That was the Bear Jones game winning shot against USC.
I don't remember. They didn't play anybody really.
No, that was the year they beat Texas, #2 Texas. Also, at Penn.
They were a bubble team.
That year was Tony McCray on that.
Was
team.
That V-lander?
Brandon Richardson. I think he was gone before then.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Brandon Richardson, Tony McCray.
Okay.
Not Joe McCray.
They were
Tony
13.
McCray.
Little Brandon Richardson. Yep. Little guy.
Who went on to play in Iceland, I think. He played Iceland.
Tony McCray, who I saw in a couple times in Dairy Queen on 48. Mm-hmm. in the, you know, the 48th and what Leighton area.
Was it Brian Diaz in that team, Jorge, or not? Was it after that?
He might have been the freshman. Almeida, he might have been the freshman big man that year.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they did not play anybody, really. So their big wins were they beat Creighton that year, 59-54. They beat USC. They beat TCU. They got a win against Iowa State to start conference play. And they won a tournament that included Vanderbilt, Davidson, and Hofstra in the Jose Miguel Aguilo Coliseum.
I forget what year they had Bo Spencer, the LSU transfer who had the star tattoo.
I think it was 2011-2012.
Yeah, Bo Spencer was kind of fun.
Spencer could shoot a little bit.
He was fun. He liked to shoot the ball a lot. He shot a lot.
Yeah, he took deep threes.
He did. Again, Husker 12-2. They play Wisconsin, ranked Wisconsin, on Saturday. 1:15 tip. I'm sure that'll be a very highly watched game for Nebraska fans, as it should be. 12-2. Come on, get on board. 2-1
and then Purdue next home game. You're going to see the big man. 8 p.m. start. Take your kid. There was kids there last night. Just take them. They can sleep during school. It's fine.
Yeah, I will be there. I will be at Purdue, Nebraska sure.
Better get to that.
Hold me to that one, all right? It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We had no show on Monday. Sip won on Tuesday. Yesterday, him and Bill lost in Nebraska breweries. Mm. They got smoked.
That'd have been a fun one.
Yep, it was fun. They didn't have fun, though. They lost.
I think it'd be more difficult for them.
For the younger generation.
Today's topic, while we're high on Nebraska basketball, and they're thinking, hey, this could be an NCAA tournament team. How about the last team to do that? The 2013-14 Nebraska basketball team is our trivia today. Players, games, moments.
Good God.
Coaches.
Yeah, I feel good.
I feel just okay.
If you think you remember the 2013-14 Nebraska basketball team that went to the tournament well, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open. Don't be scared. I know there's some basketball diehards out there. I'm a Nebraska ball diehard. Yeah, I would love this topic if I was a listener in the car right now.
Yeah. I mean, I covered that game in San Antonio, the NCAA game, but I'm struggling to remember individual members.
They played Baylor.
Baylor. Yep. It's in San Antonio.
Yeah, don't bring up too much. There's tricky
involved. Yeah, what am I doing? Yeah,
Bella's getting our caller over there. I'm Schaefer. You feel good about 13-14?
I feel good about it, yeah.
Basketball.
That was the first season in the arena. I could tell you who their first opponent was. I could tell you who made the first basket. I could tell you what type of basket it was.
It was probably a round basket.
Well, yes.
Orange
the,
in color.
The basket was the same. The physical basket was the same. The shot was unique.
Okay.
All right.
Josh
keeps talking to Bella over there. All right. I believe Josh is gone. We lost Josh.
Maybe Josh only
try somebody
to talk
else,
to Bella.
Bella. Josh is gone.
Josh.
We had Josh.
It's okay.
And then Josh dropped off.
We're in no major hurry.
No, it's okay. We can live with this.
We can go 2 minutes off.
People are nervous of you guys in this one today.
Well, I'm nervous.
I don't know why Sipple's nervous. He shouldn't be nervous.
I fade in and out on basketball, quite frankly.
Very understandable.
I consider myself a football writer.
But given that that was like the one gear oasis in a desert of failure.
Basketball in Nebraska, covering Nebraska men's basketball has been just a strange thing for me. I mean, it's usually I have to weigh in when the coach is in trouble, and then it becomes that, you know, always.
Sipple's got a basketball column. Right, they must be looking for a coaching change. Yeah,
okay, exactly. We got a call. Is this Tall? Who do we have? What's our caller's name? Paul?
Paul Moody.
Paul. We got Paul. Okay, Paul. Thanks for calling in, Paul. First question goes to you. And Schaefer will be a lifeline for one question for Sip. Paul, the 2013-14 Nebraska men's basketball team had just one loss at home. Who did they lose to by 1 point in that loss?
Kansas.
Is it Kansas?
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Okay, I'm going to play the Schaefer card.
I I have it. I was at this game. Taran Pettaway went for a right-handed layup that did not land. Leslie Smith missed the tip-in.
Yep.
And Nebraska lost to Michigan, their only loss at home.
Brilliant. Painful.
In 2013-14.
I was
one
also there.
Home loss. Yes.
Yeah, it was the first year of the building. It was a huge deal.
Yeah, Nebraska had a chance in the last possession.
They should have won that
game.
They
missed two easy shots.
Give me a Michigan player. Give me a Michigan player.
From that team? Was that a... who was the big guy? Before Mo Wagner or Wagner.
I can't think of the team.
McGarry?
Yeah, Mitch McGarry was on that team.
I think he was on that team.
You guys are incredible.
Mitch McGarry. Yeah.
Nice job.
All right, Sip, you're on your own because Schaefer's helped you out. 1-0 lead. Taran Pettaway led the 2013-14 team with 18.1 points per game. Who was second with 12.8 points per game?
I'm probably that little shooter from Albuquerque. Was there a little
so many
shooter,
things wrong
there
right
a little
now?
Shooter from Albuquerque.
I'll correct you when you try to guess this person.
Who is the second lead scorer? Pettaway was number one.
You can't. Schaefer's out. He can't help you. 12.8 points per game. 5 seconds. Five.
Or he could have been that little guard.
Four.
Another guard.
Three. Two.
I can't even name
one.
It.
No names
no,
at all?
No name.
Okay. We'll have an empty guess. Paul, do you want to steal or you want to let that one go?
I'll try stealing it.
Go for it.
Walter Pitchford?
Not a bad guess.
Pitchford was third behind Schaefer.
It was a guard.
I don't have it.
Siobhan Shields.
Okay.
It was not a guard.
Siobhan. I should have had that.
Kind of a guard.
Guard forward. He kind of split there.
Who is the guard I'm talking about?
You're thinking of Ray Gallegos.
Who's from Salt Lake
City. He's from Utah.
He's from Salt Lake City.
Okay, he's not from Albuquerque.
Similar. It's a four-corner state, so I'll give you credit for that.
All right, well, the good
Ray Gallegos.
The good news for you is you're up 1-1 because Paul went for it and got it wrong.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
Paul, to stay alive, your last question. What player was dismissed from the team in the middle of conference play on January 27th in the 2013-14 Nebraska basketball season?
If you need a further hint, it was after the Penn State game.
There's a further hint. To stay alive, Paul, down 1-1.
No idea.
Yeah, and any guess is better than nothing. Name a Nebraska ball player all time.
Gordon
Terrence. All right. The answer, Schaefer?
He's in my phone, and as far as I know, still alive. So,
wow.
Devereaux Biggs.
Devereaux Biggs.
He's still alive.
He's still
alive. Yeah, he's still with us.
I'm just going back with the previous conversation.
We will get Paul a bagel and a coffee, but that's a victory today. You're now 2-1 on the
week. Can't believe I couldn't come up with Siobhan Shields.
Give me some love.
He wants some nuts.
Give me some love.
Good win.
Last,
good win.
Okay, yeah, we got one more and a tiebreaker here because I like this.
Okay, how you want to do this? It's a race.
Yeah, this we should get this right away.
Race.
Be very quick. Okay, what coach departed from Nebraska to become a head coach after
Craig
the 2013-14 season? Was it Craig Smith?
Brilliant.
That is correct.
That was incredible.
I didn't know how long I should let him keep talking.
No, you're fine.
All right, now.
It was a race.
Like
now,
Jeopardy
it was
things.
A race.
Now,
yeah.
Bill
race.
Is usually the king of the numbers.
Yeah.
He's
I'll
out
put
today.
The number out.
Okay.
And, right. And Schaefer, go high or low.
Nebraska averaged 66.8 points per game in the 2013-14 season. Where did that rank out of 351 Division I teams?
Okay, I can do this. 66.8?
Yep, and out of 351 teams, where did that rank in points per game?
That must have ranked 157.
Schaefer? Higher or lower?
Okay, so just to clarify, if I say 156, is that lower or higher?
What did he say?
157.
That'd be higher.
That'd be high. It's because it'd be ranked higher towards the
closer
top.
To
I just
one.
Wanted to make sure on that. I'm going to say slightly higher.
How about this is 279th.
Oh, wow.
They
score
tier.
Much.
66 points per game was almost it was in the very lower tier.
I just assume there's a lot more teams that play like right around 60.
Yeah, interesting.
We've been used to Doc Sadler.
They were what now again? Say that again.
279th out of 351 points per game at
66 points. I should look this up. I think Nebraska scored 80 points more this year than they have in like, I don't know, decades, basically.
Very possible.
Yep.
Like they just have not been, even their best teams under Miles were not scoring teams.
No, they weren't. Miles always reminded me a little bit of Iba the way they played. Mo Iba. And that would be like an Iba type number. Mo Iba. Jake, just let me do
someone, someone in Texas says, Little Shooter from Albuquerque sounds like an episode from Breaking Bad. No, it wasn't.
Did I get any
hey,
heat?
Hey, you won the game. No.
Did is I get that, any, is no. that Todd's nickname?
Someone says, lucky I can't call today, Sip.
Was hey, there... wait a second. Was there any... Did anybody judge it inappropriate that we talked about names in the phone that were deceased?
I didn't see anything bad about okay. that.
I don't think that's...
The spillover's next, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.